Yo, yo, what's good? This your boy Ed back with another episode of RRO. We took a little break, had to do some homework, deal with school for a little bit, but we back. And man, do we have a lot to talk about. So let's get into it with a week 11 review. And you already know how I'm going to start here when I get to reviewing these football games. I'm going to start with the Saints. Sadly, Drew Brees is out with 11 fractured ribs. 8 on one side, 3 on the other side, and a collapsed lung. So we just hoping for him to get better. And with that came Taysom getting his first NFL career start. We finally get to see the Swiss Army knife, like, in full action. And when I tell you, he delivered. He didn't try to be too flashy, didn't try to do too much, and he delivered a win. He really played good, like, as a quarterback all around. Passing, the passes were getting there. No interceptions, no pass touchdowns, but he was efficient, very efficient. That defense played amazing as they have the past three games. The Saints defense has not given up a touchdown at all. And that's great. Like, let's not look past that. So that makes 7 straight for the Saints. 7 straight. As they're, in my opinion, the hottest team besides the Chiefs and the Steelers. One of the hottest teams in the NFL right now. Like, with the blowout of a division rival for the second time in 3 games. So we gotta watch them Saints, because, you know, I say we, but the Saints are looking like a very dangerous team down the road. Last Thursday, we had the Cardinals and Seahawks face off in a divisional battle rematch, where the Cardinals beat the Seahawks, actually. But this time, the Seahawks got the upper hand this time. And they got a much-needed division win. When they won, they moved into first at the time, but with the Rams beating the Bucks, which we'll get into later, they dropped to second. But the Cardinals are still competing. They're playing great. Like, that division is very tough this year. Very, very tough. In the Bengals and Washington football team game, we saw the Washington football team come out with a win on top, but that's not the storyline of that game. That game, the storyline is how Joe Burrow tore his ACL, MCL, and other ligaments in his knee. So I hope that speaks to the Cincinnati GMs that they need to get him some protection, because he's the most sacked quarterback through the NFL so far. And that's sad. Your number one pick should not be getting hit that much. Take note from the Texans with Deshaun Watson not having an O-line right now. Like, or not really ever having an O-line. You need to make sure that you get your star quarterback, your franchise quarterback, build that line up for them. Get that line right, because you don't want him to keep getting hurt. And that's a serious injury. So we just hope Joe Burrow comes back stronger. And with that win, the Washington football team are now in a 4-way tie for the division lead, which is astonishing, very astonishing. Steelers take care of the Jaguars easily, as they should. Move on to a good 10-0. You know, they are still undefeated, and they might have one of the easier schedules. But at this point, if you just keep winning, you keep winning. And let's see if they can go undefeated. I like how they're playing. That defense is actually one of the best defenses, top 3 in the NFL. They play together. They play hard. They play physical. TJ Watt is having himself a season. So that's not. He's 3rd in sacks right now, I believe. But let's not forget, as I forgot to mention, let's go back to the Saints and Falcons game right quick. The Saints defense recorded 8 sacks on that Falcons offensive line. 8. And that's great. Trey Hendrickson moved into tie for first with Myles Garrett with a sack, so that's always good. Then another thing from that game, we also saw Mike Thomas have a 100-yard game for the first time this season, and Mike might officially be back, which is great for Saints fans. Next, we have the Patriots and Texans. Texans won a close one. And this is much needed win for the Texans. I still don't see them make the playoffs or winning the division. But you never know on any given Sunday, right? And the Patriots, they have fallen below 500 for the first time in 10 games since 2000. So the Patriots are not looking like the Patriots we're used to seeing. And I don't want to put all the blame on Cam because Cam needs some receivers. That defense is not playing like the defense we knew last year. They did lose Ninkovich. So they lost a couple players from that defense. But also, is that defense just is not playing like we're used to seeing them play. And the Browns versus Eagles. Oh, man. This game right here. Another loss for the Eagles. Another one. And they're just blowing their chances to take off with the division or take a lead in the division. They're not capitalizing on them. Carson Wentz, another two interception game. The Browns, Nick Chubb, second game back, another 100-yard game. So having him back, having him back in that run game is really, really helping that Browns team out as the Browns move on to 7-3. Yes, I said it. 7-3. As they got their first home win in Philadelphia since week 7 of 1988. Week 7 of 1988. That is 20. Oh, I'm sorry. My math is all the way off. That is 32 years since they beat the Eagles at home, which is really shocking, really wild, actually. Next, we had the Panthers and the Lions. Panthers get the shutout, but we're going to talk about PJ Walker getting his first ever NFL start. So that was good. He had about 258 yards, two interceptions, but he could have. His first game, he played good. He got the win. That's all that matters. 258 yards, a touchdown in his first career start, and a win in his first career start. So we had two quarterbacks make their first career starts and get wins. So that's good. And both in the NFC South. Panthers move on to 4-7. And let's move on to this Titans-Ravens game, which went to OT. Slow game for Derrick Henry all the way through until about the second half, that fourth quarter, where he really took off. And in the OT, he scored the game-winning touchdown, game-winning 29-yard run. Derrick Henry had him a good 133 yards rushing, another 100-yard game for Derrick Henry. Pretty good game from J.K. Dobbins, the rookie out of Ohio State. So the Titans move on to 7-3. Ravens drop to 7-4, which they want any chance on winning this division. They can't really lose games like that. The Ravens they're dealing with a lot of injuries this year. Stanley is hurt. Mark Ingram has been in and out. Some people have been in and out on that defense. Their defense looks just a step slower. Doesn't have the same energy they had this year. And I hope they can maybe get it together by the time of the playoffs, but we'll see. I still want to see Lamar Jackson win a clutch game or win a game where he's coming back from. Like, still want to see him get a win in that, but he's only in his, third year, excuse me. He's only in his third year, so he's only going to get better. That's all he can do is just get better. So we really get into this Jets and Chargers game. The only thing I'm going to say about this, Justin Herbert delivered a win for the Chargers, even though they're only 3-7. He is now, he threw for 366 yards, three touchdowns, and I saw a tweet earlier today that just shocked me about Justin Herbert. And he's on pace right now to be the best rookie quarterback in NFL history in completions, in yards, in passing touchdowns, all of that. So Justin Herbert is on his way to making himself a career, and I knew this was going to happen. As he continues to develop and get better, the Chargers will be a team to look out for. and just wait for it. They're gonna blow up soon. Jets move to 0-10. As I always say, replace that front office. Until you replace that front office, you will not win anything. Sam Darnold, it's time for you to leave. Go to a team that actually needs a quarterback. Well, I don't want to say actually needs a quarterback, because go to a team that's actually going to help you win, Sam. Like, don't waste your potential in New York. Don't do that. Broncos get a win against Tua and the Dolphins. Tua did end up getting benched. Only 11 for 20, 83 yards. The Broncos got a nice win. Much needed win. Move on to 4-6. Drew Locke, 270 yards. So pretty good game. But good win for the Broncos, as they are now 3-0 versus the AFC East this season, which is most of their wins. So three of their four wins have came against the AFC East. So they've just about owned that division. Let's see. Cowboys get a good victory against the Vikings, despite Kirk Cousins going for three touchdowns, Dalvin Cook getting him one. Good win for the Cowboys all around, as they move into a four-way tie with the Eagles, Giants, and the Washington football team. So good for Dallas. We're going to see what happens with that division. We can't predict anything with that division, honestly. Packers and Colts. Well, Aaron Rodgers did say Darius Leonard wasn't the best linebacker in the league. He said Fred Warner was. He didn't exactly say that, but Darius Leonard took offense to that, and he just wanted to show Rodgers that he was the best. And that defense showed, I don't want to just say Leonard, because that defense showed that they're the best defense in the league this year, which they are, by getting a good OT win against a good Packers team. As the Colts move on to 7-3, they are just still leading in that division with the win over the they have a win earlier this season over the Titans, which they hold the tiebreaker. Our Sunday night game, Chiefs and the Raiders. We saw Patrick Mahomes work his magic at the end of the game and just show his greatness. The Raiders are honestly playing great this year. I told a lot of people at the beginning of the season, be on the watch out for the Raiders. They're going to be nice. Like, it wasn't too long ago that they just made the playoffs, just had a division bye, was the number one seed in the AFC just a few years ago. So let's not forget that. And Derek Carr played amazing. That defense played amazing. That team played amazing. Just the Chiefs played better and came up clutch when they really needed to. So good win for the Chiefs. And so it was just a good game for them all around. The Rams and the Bucks. The Rams and the Bucks. The Rams got a good dub against supposedly a NFC powerhouse. I don't want to take away from the Bucks. They're good. They're one of the most all-around teams in the NFL. But they are not winning the Super Bowl this year. They will not be winning the NFC South this year. They will not be winning, making it out the first round, in my honest opinion. And no bias towards Tom Brady, no bias towards the Bucks, but I'm just giving my honest opinion because they haven't beat anybody good besides the Packers. And the Packers are a fluke team that loses to people they shouldn't lose to and beats people they shouldn't beat. So that's why I say, like, the Packers are iffy, but we saw Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods went off, as the Rams had two receivers with 11 or more catches and 130 more yards than both of them. So that was week 11. It was pretty good week of football. You know, it's a lot of players are getting hurt this year, and my opinion on that is just, you see, some players may not have trained correctly, but I don't want to just place all the blame on that. I think the season being as hectic as it is messing up, like, training schedules, and then Also, like, not able to have a preseason, messed up players getting in their rhythm, which is why it's taking some players, like, slower to get going. So I think just not having a preseason and the us dealing with this coronavirus pandemic right now is really messing up a lot of players' health. So I just hope that everybody continues to get healthy and just improve, and just towards the end of the season we have less injuries, because that's never something you want to see part of the game. As much as we know it's part of the game and it comes with playing any sport, that's never something you want to see in a sport, is somebody get injured, have to cut their season short. So I got a question to everybody. And when you hear this question on the podcast, I want you to DM me your answer on Instagram. The best receiver in the league this year, D-Hop, Stephon Diggs, or Davante Adams? And I'm going to have to go with D-Hop, because he's just playing out of his mind. But Davante Adams is making a great case for it, because he's not playing that bad. Not even bad. He's playing great. They're all playing great. So, but honestly, I'll give D-Hop the slight edge. Yeah, maybe I'm biased because of the catch, but oh well. But I'm just going to give him the slight edge. So, let's get into the playoff picture so far. And right now we have the Saints sitting pretty at the top with the number one seed in the NFC. Look, at the playoff started today, they would have a division by the Rams would have the second seed, the Packers would be the third seed, Philadelphia would be the fourth seed, and Seattle, Tampa Bay, and Arizona would be the last three teams in. And with the AFC, Pittsburgh is sitting pretty at number one, with the Chiefs trailing them by one game, Buffalo trailing them by three games, followed by Indianapolis with the fourth seed. The last three teams in the AFC that would make it in would be the Titans, Browns, and Raiders. So as of right now, the Ravens and the Dolphins are not in the playoffs. They're in the hunt along with the Broncos and the Patriots. Chargers still got a chance. Texans still kind of have a chance, but not really. But in the hunt, I would say in the AFC, we have the Ravens, Dolphins, and Broncos to try to get that seventh seed, along with the Raiders. And I'm just going to throw the Browns in there. Titans could get it too. So from the Titans, Browns, Raiders, Ravens, Dolphins, and Broncos are all fighting for 5 through 7 right now. And in the NFC, we have Seattle, Tampa, Arizona, and Chicago right now fighting for that 5 through 7, with the Vikings and the Lions not too far behind. So that, we just got to see how the rest of this season ends. Next week could be a good week in seeing how the playoff picture opens up a little bit more. As we enter week 12, we have the Saints taking on the Broncos. I got the Saints in that one. Texans versus the Lions. I have the Texans somehow coming out with a win. I believe in you, Deshaun. I'm going to take the Cowboys over the Washington football team. I think the Cowboys will get the win at home. Ravens, Steelers. I'm going to have to give the edge to the Ravens, because I think the Ravens know what's at stake for them. I don't think they can really afford to lose a game to the Steelers. So I think they get that win and play hard the entire game. Titans at the Colts, division rematch. I think the Titans get the better of the Colts this time. Derrick Henry has a great game, and I think he will go crazy. Dolphins at the Jets, easy one. Dolphins get that. Jets fall to 0-11. Cardinals, Patriots. I think the Patriots get that win, move to 5-6. Panthers and the Vikings. That'll be a close game. I'll give it to the Panthers. I think the Panthers might come out on top in that one, but we'll just have to see. Browns and the Jaguars. I have the Browns winning that game. Giants and the Bengals. Giants, they'll move to 4-7. Closest step to making the playoffs for them. Chargers and the Bills. Bills will win that game, I think. But don't be surprised if Justin Herbert has a shockingly, not shockingly great game, but gets a shocking W against the Bills. The Raiders and the Falcons. Gonna take the Raiders in that one. I don't think the Falcons will be able to compete with the Raiders or be able to keep up with them. And I think the Raiders defense is just a little too good for the Falcons to handle. Rams 49ers. The Rams 49ers are too injured, and the Rams are really playing great right now. So Chiefs and the Buccaneers. I'm gonna give it to the Chiefs. I don't think the Bucs can keep up with the Chiefs, honestly. If they got beat by the Saints 38-3, I think the Bucs could do the same thing. No, not the Bucs. The Chiefs could do the same thing to the Bucs. Bears and the Packers in a Sunday night primetime game. I'm going to give the edge to the Bears. I think the Bears defense comes up big for them and gets a big division win for them. I think the Seahawks beat the Eagles. So that's what I think of that. It should be a good game. So that's what we're looking forward to in week 12 for the NFL. But let's get into the NBA as we had the draft. And man, oh man, it was a pretty good one. We saw Anthony Edwards go to the Timberwolves. Good pickup for the Timberwolves. Nice compliment alongside D'Lo, Josh Okogie, and Cat. I think they're going to be pretty nice in 2 years. I give them 2 years. James Wiseman to the Warriors. Much needed. Feels position filler. They needed a center. So I think along with Marquise Chris down there, Draymond Green, I think they're going to be a fun team to watch. The Hornets drafting LaMelo Ball. Great pickup. I like it. I like LaMelo alongside Devontae Graham, PJ Washington, and Miles Bridges. I think they're going to do good things. Wolves drafting Patrick Williams. From what I've read, it seems like a pretty good pickup. I don't know much about Patrick Williams, but from the highlights I've watched on him in college, he looks pretty good. Isaac Okoro to the Cavaliers. Onyeka Okongwu to the Hawks. Good pickup because I think he's better than Capella. I don't think Capella's that good, honestly. And I think he'll be good for them in a couple years. Killian Hayes to the Pistons. I like it. Get to learn from D-Rose. Obi Toppin to the Knicks. Nice offensive weapon for the Knicks. Denny Avdija fell all the way to the Wizards. I like it. I like that. Let's see. The Kings picking up Tyrese Haliburton. Great pickup for them as he slipped in the draft. But that's a great compliment along that backcourt after they just logged back Bogdan and retained on the D-Fox. Cole Anthony going to the Magic. Magic get themselves a nice guard. I think they play Cole at the one, Markel at the two, and I think that'll be great. We saw a lot of trades. We saw the Trailblazers trading Isaiah Stewart to the Pistons after he was first traded to the Rockets. The Timberwolves traded Alessi Pokusvski. I can't say his name. I'm just calling him Poku to the Thunder. Nice center. I think he should be good after he adds on a little weight. The Nets drafted Sadiq Bey. Thought that would have been a pretty good pickup for them at first, but they traded him to the Pistons after he was traded to the Clippers. So we saw Tyrese Maxey go to the 76ers. Nice pickup. Precious Achiuwa to the Heat. Love it. Great environment for him. Zeke Nnaji to the Nuggets. RJ Hampton to the Nuggets also after he was traded to the Pelicans and the Thunder, then now the Nuggets. The Spurs got a really, really good pickup in getting what's his name? Trey Jones. I like that pickup for them. Alongside DeJounte Murray and with Derek White, I think that's a very, very defensive backcourt, and I like it. And I think it was overall a pretty good draft. You know, could have something shocked people, but you know. So before we get into the free agent signings, I just want to say, Clay, man. I hope you come back stronger and better. And I hate you got hurt this year. I was really looking forward to seeing you. So, Clay, I just hope you come back stronger and better. And like I said in earlier, like, injuries are never something we want to see as part of any sport. So, we wish you the best, Clay. And now let's get into these free agent signings, man. So, we had a lot of people get a bag. A lot of people. We saw D-Fox re-up with the Kings. 5 years, $165 million with a chance to get $190-something million. Same Jason Tatum, 5 years, $195 million. Bam, 5 years, $163 million. B.I., he just re-signed today for, I think, about 5 years. And he, 5 years, $158 million, $31 million a year, $31.5 million a year. Great pickup. Great way to retain him. Serge Ibaka reuniting with Kawhi. I think that's very good for the Clippers. I think losing Montrezl Harrell, I wouldn't be too upset if you're getting Serge Ibaka in return. Yes, Serge Ibaka's older, but he's going to bring a better defensive presence, in my opinion, and a more well-rounded offensive game for the Clippers. What else we have? Montrezl Harrell to the Lakers. I like the pickup in LA. Bring some energy, rebounds, defense to go along AD. So, and LeBron down low. So I like it. Gordon Hayward going to Charlotte on 4 years, $120 million. Surprised a lot of people, but Gordon wants to get paid. So, I mean, I think they'll be competing for the eighth seed. So we'll see. We'll see what he thinks of it. What happens with it? I mean, the Bucks don't really know what's going on with them. They did get Jrue Holiday. I like that pickup, but they messed up the Bogdan Bogdanovic sign and trade. So it's just, and I think that kind of, I don't want to say messed up, like, them keeping Giannis, but I think it definitely has something to do. It's going to affect them in the future. I'm sorry for taking these long pauses, but Bogdan went to Atlanta. I like the pickup. Trey Young, Bogdan, Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, Clint Capella. I like that young team. I think they're going to be good in this year. They might actually compete for a playoff spot. So be on the lookout for it. Some things we're going to have to monitor over the next few days are really Westbrook and Harden, the situation in LA. And we just got to see. We're just getting started with free agency and so much has already happened. So I know it's some things I didn't cover, but I promise you they will get covered in the next episode as more free agent signings happens, more trades happen. You know, we saw OKC get a bunch of picks, so we're curious to see what they do with their 17, 18 picks. The Pelicans also have about a good 14, 15 picks. So it's going to be good. So that's it for this week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I hope everybody stays safe. Eat you some good turkey. Watch the football games. Watch. Just enjoy your family and enjoy your time off from work or school or whatever it may be. And, And shout out to my boy, that's Kalo Music. Go check him out. Follow us on Instagram at RRO.podcast_. We just made our Instagram page. We'll be making a Twitter soon. YouTube. So, we'll be coming to you on different social media platforms. And thank you all for tuning in. And I just thank all my listeners for going through this journey with me and watching me get better. So See you all next week. This your boy Ed out.